For years, Rhode Island law has forbidden utility shutoffs between November 1st and April 15th. Under new rules being considered by the State Public Utilities Commission, that window would be closed April 1st, and people would have to earn less to be protected. Debbie Clark of the George Wiley Center, a nonprofit that advocates for the poor, says an April 1st moratorium shutoff is far too early for chilly New England.
It is a problem because if statistically you look at what the average temperature is for the month of April, it is still too cold. There's medical facts and figures that say that the temperature in April still warrants medical problems because of the fact that the temperature is still too cold.
Tom Cogut, a spokesman for the Public Utilities Commission, says the income guidelines for moratorium protection are being raised to bring them into line with a federal heating assistance program for the poor. The April 1st date for ending the moratorium, he says, is consistent with other New England states. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.